The 2002 Olympics that brought the world to Salt Lake City also brought the world to the LDS Church. Elder Robert D. Hales, along with other members of the church leadership, helped carry the Olympic torch through the city. He spoke often about his training and background in the United States Air Force.
For example, I practiced deciding when to bail out of an airplane.
That experience, Elder Hales said, taught him about much more than just flying a plane.
My friend, who had not prepared to make that decision, stayed with the plane and died in the crash.
He used that illustration over the years in talks with young men as he stressed the importance of preparing their hearts and minds so as not to be led astray.
When flying an airplane, if you change your position by just 1 degree at a time, your inner ear cannot detect the change. Brethren, young and old, when we practice selective obedience, we change our position relative to the Lord, and usually by only 1 degree at a time.
Elder Hales was born August 24, 1932 in New York City, got his undergraduate degree at the University of Utah, met his wife, Mary Crandall, as a college sophomore, and went on to get his Master's of Business Administration from Harvard. His New York roots led to his being involved in some of the early planning for the Manhattan New York Temple.
In my wildest dream, that the time would come when the whole theater would be filled with members of the church and performance of thousands of youngsters is beyond my comprehension.
Elder Hales became a general authority in 1975, serving as an assistant to the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. He served as presiding bishop of the church starting in 1985 until he was called to the Quorum of the 12 Apostles in 1994. Following a serious illness, he spoke while seated at General Conference in October 2011.
These mortal challenges allow us and our Heavenly Father to see whether we will exercise our agency to follow his son.
He urged Latter-day Saints to, like his Air Force unit's motto, return with honor. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.